Rediscovering Richmond is made possible by Historic Richmond Foundation, working to promote, protect, and preserve Richmond's architectural history with the goal of economic progress and cultural enrichment. Online at historicrichmond.com.
Brooke Smith is rediscovering Richmond's historic places and spaces. Welcome back, Brooks.
Thank you.
Today we're going to talk about what might surprise some newcomers to our city, and that is that Richmond is home to an English Tudor mansion that was built in the 15th century.
Here I set out to tell a story about that house and ended up finding a story about an entire neighborhood, but that's absolutely correct. The house is Agecroft Hall, a 15th century manor home from Lancashire, England. It was dismantled and brought to Richmond in fragments across the Great Ocean. As the story goes, by the late 1800s, the house had fallen into disrepair and was sold at an auction in England in 1925. A Richmonder named T.C. Williams, Jr. bought it at that auction, had it crated and shipped, and he rebuilt it on this 500-acre farm called Windsor that Williams owned on the western edge of Richmond, then in Henrico County, until annexation in the 1940s. And the only existing house on the farm, dated from the early 1800s, was pulled down, so Agecroft actually became the first home in this new Windsor Farms neighborhood.
Had to be dismantled and rebuilt piece by piece. That must have been quite an undertaking.
Piece by painstaking piece. And the whole ordeal, I think, had Richmonders riveted on the news of this mansion being crated and shipped. And amazingly, the neighboring property was also home to an ancient English mansion that was...
Even older?
Even older. The Virginia House was crated and shipped from England as well within that same period in the late 1920s. It was originally the Warwick Priory, which originated as the Priory of St. Sepulchre in the 12th century. And it was relocated here by a fellow named Alexander Weddell, who was ambassador to Spain and Argentina. That house was completed, rebuilt just months before the stock market crash in 1929. So here you have these two amazingly old buildings shipped over from England, planted in this new neighborhood. The neighborhood itself was laid out with streets in circular design, almost like a formal English garden, and was each of the streets was given names that V. Dabney once wrote were redolent of the English countryside, names like Dover and Canterbury and Berkshire. And I guess Williams, the T.C. Williams' vision for this neighborhood was to plant a glorified English village on the banks of the river. There's this great line from Mary Newton Stannard from the 1920s that along these roads that would lead into Windsor Farms and out of the city, you'd leave the noise and unrest and enter homes of English architectural sturdiness.
Well, it does resemble the prototypical English country village in a way, but it's long been known, Windsor Farms, as one of the Richmond area's foremost neighborhoods.
That's right. It's a beautiful neighborhood with incredibly diverse housing stock. And just as an example, Agecroft sits on 23 acres, these rolling hills that lead down to the James with formal Gillette Gardens, just like Virginia House has. But you have all manner of homes built from the 20s through the 50s and even more current, but it's definitely worth a stroll or a bike ride. It evokes great memories of old Richmond and, frankly, the old ghosts of the English countryside, because that's where some of these homes originated. And just a plug for modern times here, each year Richmond Shakespeare puts on an annual summer festival at Agecroft, which serves as both stage and host for these dramatic performances. We just finished last week an acclaimed run of King Lear, and tonight the start of The Two Gentlemen of Verona. So where else can you see Shakespeare in a house as old as Shakespeare? The Two Gentlemen of Verona runs from July 7th to July 31st, and I hope to see you there.
All right. Well, thanks, Brooks. Brooks Smith, Rediscovering Richmond.